Brilliance of Ramadan, 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 brilliance of
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله عقائد عالم نور مجسم شاہ آدم و بنی آدم او بلود نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم has said that a person who sends 50 times daily درود or salutations or salawat upon me, I will shake hand with him on the day of judgment. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وعلی آلک و اصحابک یا حبیب اللہ. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, once again we are blessed with this wonderful opportunity to learn ilm deen. The topic which we are going to discuss is about the branches of Iman. Iman has many branches, many different figures are mentioned in Ahadith Mubarakah. Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Aqaid Alam Nure Mujassam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that Iman has more than 70 branches. Iman has more than 60 branches. And highest and greatest amongst them is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. In other words, to say La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And the smallest or lowest of all of them is to remove something from the path which is harmful. And haya, shyness, is also branch of Iman. In this Hadith Mubarakah, 70 or more branches are mentioned. Allama Badruddin Aini alayhi rahmatullah al-ghani, he has counted 77 branches of Iman. It's very interesting to know these branches. Number one, to believe in Allah Azza wa Jal, to believe in His being, in His attributes, to believe in His oneness, and to believe that there is nobody who is similar to Him. Number two, to believe everything is hadith, except Allah. Hadith mean something which is not eternal, which was not there and then it was created, so it has a time of beginning. That is called hadith. So Allah Azza wa Jal is not hadith, and everything else is hadith. Number three, to believe in angels. Number four, to believe in all the books which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed, and booklets which are called sahifas or sahaif. So four famous books: Torah, Zabur, Injil or Bible, and Quran Kareem, and then all the sahifas, booklets, which many prophets have received. So to believe in all of them is also a branch of Iman. To believe in all the prophets alayhimus salam, all Anbiya, all Rasools, 124,000 more or less prophets, to believe in all of them. If one denies any single prophet, he cannot be a believer, he's out of the fold of Islam. So therefore, it is the branch of Iman that one should believe in all the prophets alayhimus salam. Number six is to believe in good or bad destiny. To believe that whatever good or bad that is going to happen to us is part of our fate, and it is written in our taqdeer, and we must face it wholeheartedly and be patient and be pleased with the decision of Allah Azza wa Jal. Number seven, to believe in Qiyamah, the Day of Judgment. The questions in the qabr and the azab in the qabr. To believe in the scale of justice, and to believe crossing the bridge of Sirat. That is a branch of Iman. And number eight, to believe in the promise of Allah Azza wa Jal regarding paradise, and to believe that one would live in paradise forever and there is no ending. Number nine, to believe in Jahannam, and to believe in the warnings and the punishment, and to believe that disbelievers will remain in hell forever. Number 10, to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is our creator, he is sustainer, he is our Lord. So we must believe in him, and believing in him should be based on love, that we love him. This is also a branch of Iman. To have love and enmity for the sake of Allah. This is number 11. If you love someone, you love for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. If you hate someone, you hate for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Similarly, to love all Muhajireen and Ansar Sahaba Ikram, to love all Ahle Bayt. Number 12, to love Rasul Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to send durood, salam, salutations, salawat upon beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and to follow his beautiful sunnah, to follow his seerah. Number 13, to adopt sincerity and to leave showing off and hypocrisy. This is also a branch from the branches of Iman. Number 14, Tawbah, repentance and regretting upon committing sins, upon doing wrong things. Number 15, Khawfe Khuda, fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. Very important characteristic of a believer that he fears Allah Azza wa Jal, and this is regarded as branch of Iman. Number 16, hope must never be disappointed from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Always have hope. And number 17 is not to be disappointed. So 16 is hope, and number 17 is not to be disappointed. Number 18, to be thankful. To be thankful to Allah Azza wa Jal for his favors, and to thankful to people as well, if they do good to you, if they bestow any favor upon you, so you must thank them as well. As it is mentioned in Hadith Mubarakah, Man la yashkurun nasa la yashkurullah. The one who does not thank people, he does not thank Allah Azza wa Jal. So it's very important to develop this habit of thanking. Number 19, to fulfill the promise, very important. It is the quality of believers, and not to fulfill the promise is the quality of hypocrites. So as Muslims, we should carry the sifat, the attributes of believers, not the attributes of hypocrites. Number 20 is to be patient. And number 21 is to exercise humbleness. And number 22 is to respect the elders and to show love for the younger ones. Very important characteristic of a believer, that he would always love the younger one, the children, and show respect to the elders. And that includes parents and grandparents and great-grandparents and any other elderly believer. Number 23, to be pleased with the taqdeer of Allah Azza wa Jal. Whatever is in your fate, whatever is in your destiny, to believe in it firmly that this is what is going to happen. Number 24, to have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawakkul, very important. So this is a branch from the branches of Iman. Number 25, to get rid of takabbur or arrogance, to refrain from praising yourself and not to regard yourself that you are free from sins. Always regard yourself that you are a sinner. Number 26, not to be jealous of anyone. So jealousy is a very bad sickness of ruh. It destroys your good deeds. Number 27, not to have enmity with anyone without any reason. Some people adopt enmity of people for no valid reason, for no shari reason. That is not befitting to Iman or to believers. And number 28, to get rid of being angry. In other words, unnecessarily, without any shari reason, person getting angry, that is a bad quality. So the good quality, which is regarded as the branch of Iman, is to leave this habit of getting angry. Number 29, to refrain from dishonesty and thinking ill about others and cheating and deceiving. Number 30, to leave the love of dunya, mean get rid of this love for the dunya, to remove the love of wealth and status. So when you develop that, you develop a branch of Iman. Number 31, to acknowledge and admit with the tongue the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jal. Number 32, to recite Quran-e-Kareem. And when we talk about reciting Quran-e-Kareem, it means that recite correctly with the rules of Tajweed. And if you don't know that, you must learn while you are living. No matter what is your age, regardless of that, you should start learning and then reciting correctly. Number 33, to learn ilm, knowledge, because knowledge is light. And number 34 is to teach knowledge. So you should spread the light of ilm. Number 35, to supplicate. It's a symbol of your humbleness in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, that you become a beggar in the court of Almighty. So making dua is branch from the branches of Iman. Number 36, dhikr and istighfar, mentioning the name of Allah Azza wa Jal and seeking forgiveness from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Number 37, to refrain from useless discussion, unnecessary talking. And number 38 is to keep your body pure and clean from janabat, haiz, nifas, to perform wudu and ghusl, making sure that your clothes are pak, your place is pak, your bedding is pak, pure and clean. This is a branch from the branches of Iman. Number 39, to establish Salat, Faraiz and Nawafil and Qaza Salats, all are included this. And number 40 is to pay Zakat and Sadaqah Fitr and to display generosity, feeding people and being hospitable, Mehman Nawaz. Number 41, to fast Fard and Nafl fasting. And 42 is to perform Hajj and Umrah. Number 43 is to sit for itikaf and to search for Laylatul Qadr, to make an effort to search Laylatul Qadr. Number 44, in order to protect Deen, to run away from evil happenings and to migrate from the area of mushriks and moving to the area of believers. But that must be for the reason of protecting Deen, not for the reason of earning more money, as many people these days travel from country to country, or they migrate from one country to another country. But all that is based to earn money or currency that has more value, that is more richer. The reason should be only for the hifazat of Deen, for the protection of Deen. Number 45 is to fulfill mannat or vow that you have taken. Number 46 is to fulfill your oath, your qasam. And number 47 is to fulfill your kafara, pay your expiation. And 48, to cover your sitr in the salat and outside the salat. The sitr area, which is declared for man and for woman, that must stay covered all the time. Number 49, to give qurbani, to sacrifice on the 10th of Zulhijjah. And number 50, to participate in the funerals of Muslims. Number 51 is to pay your debts. Number 52, one should be truthful in matters, in dealings with people, and to refrain from showing off. Number 53 is to bear evidence truthfully and not to hide the truth. And number 54 is to attain chastity through nikah, because nikah protects you from committing sins. So this is one of the branches from the branches of ایمان. نمبر 55, ٹو فلفل دا رائٹس آف یور فیملی, یور وائف, یور چلڈرن, یور ادر ریلیٹیوس, اینڈ ٹو ٹریٹ یور سروینٹس ود کائنڈنس اینڈ ود گڈنس. نمبر 56, ٹو ٹریٹ یور پیرنٹس ریسپیکٹفلی اینڈ کائنڈلی, اینڈ ٹو ریفرین فرام دیئر ڈس اوبیڈینس. نمبر 57 از ٹو برنگ اپ یور چلڈرن ان اے نائس اسلامک وے, ٹیچنگ دیم گڈ اسلامک کیریکٹر. نمبر 58 از صلہ رحمی, دیٹ از ٹو کنیکٹ یور سیلف ود یور ریلیٹیوز, ناٹ ٹو کٹ ٹائز ود یور ریلیٹیوز. نمبر 59, ٹو اوبے یور ایلڈرز. اینڈ نمبر 60, ٹو رن اے گورنمنٹ اور اینی اتھارٹیٹیو پوزیشن ود دا جسٹس. سو ایف ان لائف یو بیکم اے رولر اور یو بیکم ان چارج آف اینی ڈپارٹمنٹ, دین پیپل ہو آر انڈر یو, یو مسٹ ڈیل ود دیم ود انصاف, ود عدل, ود جسٹس. نمبر 61, ٹو فالو دا بگیسٹ جماع آف مسلمس ایز اٹ از مینشن ان حدیث مبارکہ, ید اللہ علی الجماع, سپورٹ آف اللہ از آن جماع, دا بگیسٹ گروپ آف مسلمس, دا مین اسٹریم مسلمس, مس فالو دیم, ڈو ناٹ فالو دیز اسپلنٹ بریک اوے سیکٹس. نمبر 62, ٹو فالو یور رولرس. آف کورس اٹ مینس دیٹ وین دے آرڈر یو اکارڈنگ ٹو دا کمانڈمنٹ آف اللہ عز و جل. اینڈ نمبر 63, ٹو ریفارم پیپل اینڈ ٹو پٹ اپ ریزسٹنس اگینسٹ ریبیلین. سو پیپل ہو وانٹ ٹو ڈسٹروئے یور گڈ گورننس, یور گورنمنٹ وے یو آر لیونگ پیسفلی, سو ون شوڈ پٹ اپ ریزسٹنس اگینسٹ دیم. نمبر 64, ٹو کوآپریٹ ود ایچ ادر آن ایکٹس آف گڈنس. اینڈ نمبر 65 از ٹو آرڈر گڈنس, ٹو کمانڈ دا ایکٹس آف پائٹی اینڈ ٹو پروہیبٹ پیپل فرام ایول ایکٹیویٹیز. اینڈ نمبر 66, ٹو اسٹیبلش حدود. حدود مینس دیٹ ان این اسلامک گورنمنٹ دا پنشمنٹس وچ آر پرسکرائبڈ فار سرٹن کرائمس دیٹ مسٹ بی اسٹیبلشڈ سو پیس اینڈ ہارمنی کین بی براٹ ان ٹو سوسائٹی. سو پیپل وڈ نو دیٹ اف یو ڈو رانگ یو ول بی پنشڈ. اینڈ نمبر 68 از امانت, دیٹ وین پیپل کیپ ٹرسٹ بائی یو, یو شوڈ لک آفٹر اینڈ ٹو پے دا ففتھ پارٹ فرام دا اسپوئلز آف وار, وچ از دا پارٹ فار رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اینڈ نمبر 69, ٹو ریٹرن دا لون بیک, ٹو پے یور ڈیٹ اکارڈنگ ٹو دا پرومس دیٹ یو ہیو میڈ. اینڈ نمبر 70 از ٹو ریسپیکٹ یور نیبرس, لک آفٹر دیئر پراپرٹیز, دیئر ویلتھ, their honor. And number 71, in matters between you and other people, you should exercise goodness and to earn rizq halal, the halal sustenance. Number 72, to spend your wealth on good things, on good places, and refrain from wasting, from unnecessarily spending. And number 73, to answer salam. When someone says assalamu alaikum, to answer that by wa alaikum assalam is a branch from the branches of iman. And number 74 is to answer the person who sneezed. In other words, when sneezing person says alhamdulillah, you should say yarhamkumullah or yarhamkallah. This is a branch from the branches of iman. And number 75, to remove harm from people, loss from people, save them from loss. And number 76 is to refrain from amusement. And number 77 is to remove from the path anything that is harmful. At the end of hadith, haya is mentioned particularly, that haya is also from the branches of iman. Haya is the name of those characteristics which will motivate you to refrain from evil things and which will stop you from violating the right of the people. And the best haya is to feel shy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is that Allah may not see you at a place from which He has stopped you, or from doing things from which He has stopped you. And this will happen if you have the ma'rifat of Allah Azza wa Jal. You recognize the power of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. You believe in His attributes, in His sifat. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, you should feel shy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as it is rightful to feel shy. Make haya from Allah, feel haya from Allah. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, we said, Ya Rasulullah, we make haya and we do hamd of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this is not haya. Rather, the haqq of haya from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is this, that your head and what is in your head, you should protect it. In other words, all your thoughts must be protected and you should not be thinking evil things. And protect your stomach and what is in your stomach. In other words, what is inside your body, you should protect. So not allowing your nafs to overpower you and your lust and desires to overpower you. And remember that after death, your bodies are going to be decomposed. They're going to be rotten. So whoever has done that, he has fulfilled the right of haya, feeling shy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, haya and speaking less are the two branches of iman. And speaking evil and speaking unnecessarily, these are the two branches of hypocrisy. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that indeed, for every deen there is characteristic, and the characteristic of Islam is haya. It means that every ummah have a special or exclusive quality which is more dominant over other qualities. And that quality in Islam is haya. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also said, indeed, haya and iman are together. When one is lifted, the other one is also lifted. So they are inseparable. They are always together. So we must work hard to develop this quality of haya, feeling shyness, feeling shy from doing wrong, from oppressing, from violating the rights of others. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us ba haya, that we develop this quality of haya. Ameen bi jahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam.
Brilliance of Ramadan, brilliance of Ramadan, brilliance of Ramadan, brilliance of Ramadan, brilliance of Ramadan. Brilliance of Ramadan.